Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Boomer Esiason on Patriots Monday, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded by Town Fair Tire for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is also brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, Victory Monday. Are we not getting used to this or what?
That is 9 in a row for this Patriots team, although this one may have been costly, Boomer.
Yeah, I know. Injuries are going to crop up from time to time. The good news is that I'm reading a couple of these injuries are not that significant, and guys like Will Campbell should be back. But, yeah, yesterday was a mass unit for sure. It wasn't a pretty game, but, again, you know, it's just win, baby, in the NFL, and just win any which way that you can. So whether it be through interceptions, touchdown passes, you know, solid running game, I thought it was going to be a bigger blowout, but – you got to give the Bengals some credit at least, but you're sitting here at 10-2 right now. I don't know how many people thought this was even going to be possible. And, you know, they got an extra day and they got the Giants, and I think they're probably going to see Jackson Dart Monday night.
You surprised to see Zach Taylor punt the ball away down 7 there at the end of the game?
Yeah, I don't. So there's a lot of coaching decisions going on right now, Greg Hill, in the NFL that don't make a lot of sense to me. Now, I know there are teams that are playing with these losing records and they probably feel like they are out of the playoffs. And by the way, the Giants are officially eliminated, so they are the first team eliminated.
All right.
I would say that whether it be the aggressive nature of Aaron Glenn or Mike Kafka down here or Dan Campbell or even yesterday with Zach Taylor, nothing surprises me anymore in the NFL.
Boomer, on that topic, were you surprised that Steichen and the Colts punted it on 4th and 3? I know they were on the, you know, Kansas City 40 or so, but punting the ball to Mahomes in that situation seemed foolish.
Yes. Well, so again, I always say this, that if I were a coach, and I think most coaches try to do this, and then sometimes plans go foobar on them, which is what football is known for. But I always think, like, who am I playing? Where am I playing them? And in what conditions are we playing? So if I go into Kansas City, I know even though they are struggling offensively and they haven't been scoring a lot of points, this could be the game where all of a sudden Patrick Mahomes loses his mind and goes on to, you know, to beat us and has a huge game. So therefore, part of my defensive game plan is going to be going for it on 4th down, especially to stem the tide of momentum that changed in this game. So, yes, so Shane Steichen, I would say, made a mistake, but it's because of what the outcome of that decision was that helped lead Kansas City to the victory. You know, it's almost like yesterday, the Giants could have kicked the field goal towards the end of the game, gone up 6, and most likely would have won the game had they kicked the field goal. But I know what Mike Kafka is doing. He's saying, we're playing Detroit. They're probably going to go for it, or they would have to go for it if we were up by 6 on 4th down, and we may end up giving a touchdown and losing the game that way, as opposed to allowing Detroit to get into field goal range to tie it to put it into overtime. So the coaching decisions, because of the way that some of these games have turned out, make you really scratch your head as a football fan and somebody who's been watching this game for years.
Boomer, Drake didn't look as sharp as he usually does in the beginning of this one. Soaring passes, the interception. What was going wrong, in your opinion, and how was he able to fix it?
You know, he's a human being, Courtney, and they're all going to have tough games. There's going to be tough times. The good news, and I always say this, is that if you have a team that wins late in games, that's a really good attribute to have. If you have a team that can win despite a quarterback not being as sharp as, that's another great attribute to have. It shows what you have is you have a full-on team and people are participating. Even when the great Tom Brady was there, think about how many key defensive plays were made or how many great catches were made or how, you know, in some games Corey Dillon would take over and run through people. So, I mean, I think that's what the Patriots are. The characteristics that they are showing through this 9-game winning streak, the fact that they have 10 wins, the way they're winning, some games are pretty, other games aren't so pretty, but I could tell you that Mike Vrabel looks at that and says, we've won 9 in a row. I am happy. We are the inside track for the number one seed in the AFC, and that's exactly all you can ask for.
As long as we're talking about them, let me get this week's Drake take from you, brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Did you like the way Drake handled everything this week with Cam Newton, Stephen A? I know he said, I think he said the only person he recognizes on television football coverage wise is Boomer Esiason.
He should, because Boomer Esiason's one of his biggest fans. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if they, you know, we talked about it down here, by the way, just the disdain that they seem to have for him for some reason. And I'm not really sure why. I mean, to me, the performance speaks for itself. The personality after games speaks for itself. The way he's carried himself, you couldn't. That's exactly how you want an NFL quarterback. You're going to end up investing hundreds of million dollars into. This is the exact type of guy you want. So I thought Drake handled it in a very mature manner. We were down here saying that, you know, how egotistical of those guys to say that, you know, Drake doesn't watch their show. I mean, he's working, guys. He's effing working. That's why his team is winning 10 games.
Exactly. He said the same thing.
Yeah. I think it's because he didn't realize First Take was the number one rated show in all of sports history.
Yes.
Well, in their eyes it is, not in mine.
Exactly. When you look at a win like yesterday, what does that say to the rest of the league about the New England Patriots?
So it's really interesting. I think we, because we talk about this every Monday morning, are really high on the Patriots, the way they're winning. You know, the impressive nature of the younger players, you know, making impact on this team, the rookies, the guys that, you know, when you draft them, you're hoping that somewhere along the line, maybe special teams, they can make plays. The amount of money they spent on free agency this offseason on that defensive line, like, we all think that they are the top team, you know, in the AFC. I do right now, and I don't have any misgivings about that. I mean, if they play the Ravens, they play the Colts, they play the Broncos, you know, they can hang with every single one of those teams. The big question will be if Kansas City does make it to the playoffs, and they may, they're going to be a pain in the ass. They're just going to be a pain in the ass. And the same thing can be said about the Buffalo Bills, just simply because of their two quarterbacks and their experiences that they have had over the last 7 years. So this is where the Patriots lose out a little bit. It's the experience part of it. But the home games at Gillette are really going to be tough to beat them, I'm telling you. And I love the way that they are a physical football team first. They and the Rams are really physical football teams first and foremost. And you got to be able to run the ball in the NFL. And even when you don't have your best running game, if you can win with a quarterback that's off just a little bit, that tells me that that team's a really good, solid football team that's going to be a bitch to reckon with. Now, these injuries, you know, they got to come out, get over some of this stuff, especially some of their key players that suffered those injuries yesterday. But, I still think they are on their way to the number one seed in the AFC.
Boomer, sticking with those injuries, for a young quarterback like Drake, losing Will Campbell for, I mean, hopefully not that long of time, how does he deal with that mentally? What does that do to a quarterback mentally?
Well, that's up to Josh McDaniels now. So they'll do things to help their backup left tackle. They'll They'll chip. They'll put an extra big fat tight end like Jermaine Wiggins over there. they'll help out. They'll look. You got a very experienced offensive coordinator, and a lot of this comes down to the scheme that he develops to help to make sure that Drake is protected, that Drake feels comfortable. And it's not Drake's problem now. It's really the offensive coordinator's problem. And, you know, this is something that goes underrated when Bill Belichick was there all those years. How many guys had to come in off the bench and play two or three games and still have a positive impact on the team? So I would think that Josh McDaniels is going to have a solid game plan. They got an extra day, like I said, because it's Monday Night Football next week. And it'll be interesting to see, because the Giants, say whatever you want, Brian Burns is a really good pass rusher, and he lines up there most of the time. So that's going to be interesting to see how they try to take him out of the game.
Boomer, what do you think is going to happen in Buffalo with Sean McDermott and that team, given that they have the reigning MVP, and it looks like this will be another year that they fail to make the Super Bowl?
I know it feels that way, and I know it's 7-4, you could say, especially with the loss last week. Josh is so good and so camouflaging, if you will. I do believe they'll make the playoffs. Now, if they don't make the playoffs, that's going to be something. And then that's probably going to be where, you know, management's got to say to themselves, have we gone as far as we've gone with this coaching staff? I actually am a very respectful guy when it comes to Sean McDermott. I'm not one of those guys that wants to be flippant and say, you know, this is all his fault. They're missing Ed Oliver in the middle of their defense, which is a huge loss for them. Their wide receiving core is extremely average. Keon Coleman has been an absolute disaster. So there are a lot of things that are going on that are not Sean McDermott's fault. But unfortunately, if they do not make it, I could definitely see ownership saying, we've gone as far as we can with this coaching staff, and they may start looking elsewhere.
Question of the week for Boomer, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services. At McFarlandEnergy.com, you and I have been a little critical here and there when it comes to Shedeur Sanders. What do you make of the way he looked yesterday?
I thought he was okay yesterday. I mean, you know, it wasn't great. I mean, he still looks like Shedeur Colorado, which is not going to last in this league, I'm telling you. He's not that fast, but he does hold on to the ball, so that shows me he has poise. He's not nervous, but you can't sustain the way that he plays in this league for very long. So he's got to learn to get rid of the ball. And I thought yesterday he did some good things, but I think you saw towards the end of the game against the Raiders, they kind of took the ball out of his hands. You know, they didn't want him making decisions. They were doing a lot of wildcat stuff. And that tells me all I need to know. Third down, they were running it and punting it. But, you know, when you have that defense and that defense is that good and they are assaulting the opposing quarterback the way they were yesterday, I think Kevin Stefanski handled the end of the game perfectly. But yeah, I thought he was okay. I didn't think he was great. Made a couple of really nice throws. And you know, I'm not one of these guys that wants to see him fail. I don't know. He must go to bed at night thinking everybody hates him or something. I'm not really sure. I mean, and by the way, I see more people wearing his jersey for a guy who's never played. So for all these people that supposedly hate him, there are a lot of people that look like they love him.
Is the dream over for J.J. McCarthy?
Feels like it. Does not look good, man. I mean, I could see Mac Jones playing for Kevin O'Connell next year. I mean, that would be, you know, so you go Sam Darnold, he goes to San Francisco, gets taught to how to be a quarterback under Kyle Shanahan, and then you move on to Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell. I mean, right now, J.J. McCarthy looks like he is completely in over his head.
Yeah. Well, I was a little jealous. I think I saw your photo on the red carpet at the Landman premiere a week or so ago. Was that you that was there?
Yeah, that was me and my son-in-law, Matt. Yeah. So I'm a huge Landman fan. Oh, and
same.
I got to tell you, seeing Ali Lauder and Demi Moore up close and personal, I was like, wow, man. They had no idea who I was.
They didn't know?
I don't play anymore. He's a radio guy. Nobody cares.
That stinks.
What a twist at the end of yesterday's episode, too. I'm not going to spoil.
Yeah, no, it was good. It's good. It's really,
it
really
is
good.
It is so good. And Taylor Sheridan's so good, man. I'm telling you. And I absolutely love the show.
Yeah. All right, Boomer. We will talk to you again next week.
All righty, guys. Have a great week. I guess, are we talking Monday next week or Tuesday?
What do you want to do?
Probably Tuesday, right?
All right. Yeah, let's do it Tuesday. We'll do Tuesday next week. Oh, have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too, guys. Have a great one, and I'll talk to you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Are you ready for another Victory Monday, Keith?
Yes, but.
Yes, but.
Yes, but. Oh, this is a big yes, but. It's a yes, but. Yes, I'm ready for another Patriots Victory Monday. There's been a lot of these in a row. But, Jones, at what cost? At what cost, Jones?
It's a Pyrrhic victory. That's what you're saying?
Kind of.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack from this win, yet another win. The Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, that is the New England Patriots, rolls on. That's another nickname I'm trying to get going. It hasn't fully caught on yet. But
I like it.
We're all around it, especially if they run the table on the road. How do you not call them the Legion of Doom? No, but a win. But, man, you got guys dropping like flies. Really, both teams nonstop throughout the entire game. Some real early struggles, offense and defense. So there's a lot to pick apart, but a win is a win is a win. We know it's hard to win in the NFL. Vrabel says that. I would agree with him. And they're 10-2. Pretty amazing. 10 wins through 12 games for this New England Patriots team is wild.
Early candidate for stat of the week, if you want it, Keith.
Yeah, maybe the earliest it's ever been submitted.
The Patriots? Their 9-game win streak under Mike Vrabel this year is the longest non-Belichick Brady win streak in Patriots franchise history.
That sounds about right. There were some lean years there prior to Bill and Tom.
So they're able to get that victory, which you don't want to take anything away from the victory by any means, but it was a costly win. And I don't think there's any other way to read it. As you said, I mean, yesterday was just a hard watch. That was a hard watch. Bengals players were dropping.
I was going to say, between
Patriots players were dropping. The game kept stopping. There were flags everywhere. There were injuries everywhere. It was a hard watch.
No flow.
No flow.
No flow, which there's somebody you want to call if you have no flow. But there was just penalties and injuries nonstop. And everybody watching football understands that there's a risk of injury, but we try not to really think about it, right? We know that, like, most of these guys, when their careers are over, are going to have soup for brains, but, like, we don't want to think about that. We just want to enjoy the game and just, like, sit back and watch the big hits and the guys, you know, score touchdowns. And every other play, somebody's down. They might even be, like, motionless. You're like, what is this? You're like, what is happening?
Cart was getting a workout yesterday.
Way too much cart yesterday. And for both teams, having to run out there, then a stoppage and play, then let's cut to commercial, and let's come back and getting updates. Oh, this guy's out. This guy's questionable. This guy's got this. So that was a tough go. Just for an entertainment aspect of it. It was just the sheer amount of injuries. And now, obviously, you're going to start to look ahead at how long some of these guys are going to be out for and how that's going to impact the season.
So the Patriots are the only 10-win team in the NFL. They've played more games than most. They haven't had their bye week yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they've played 12 games. They're 10-2, the only 10-win team. The Rams won again last night. The Broncos were idle. Those are 9-win teams. They sit atop the AFC. They've won 9 in a row.
Whew.
As Keith said, they don't lose on the road. It's the longest non-Brady Belichick win streak in franchise history. It surpasses Bill Parcells and the 94 Patriots, who won 8 in a row. So this is what they're doing. This is how they're playing. And yet, yesterday was a costly one. They lose their rookie guard, Jared Wilson, on the opening drive of the game. I think he played 3 snaps.
Mm-hmm.
They lose Will Campbell late in the third quarter. Both are carted off. You have to watch Ben Brown and Vidarian Lowe on the left side. And you have to wonder, can they tiptoe through what sounds like a stretch without Will Campbell? I haven't seen many updates yet on Jared Wilson.
No.
So I don't know if that one's
officially ruled out right away, too.
I don't know if that one's more ominous or not. But we'll continue to monitor updates here. Vrabel was on with Greg this morning, basically said, you know, it's not a career ender for Will Campbell, which I thought was promising.
Right. Yeah, okay, that's good.
He also was very snippy after the game, which we'll get to. But you could talk about the Patriots all day long here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Patriots Monday. It's a Victory Monday, as those tend to be these days. 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. We already have an update this morning from Ian Rappaport on Will Campbell, lost late in the third quarter for what people were fearing initially was an ACL injury. Some of the reporting out there is MCL strain, and this is Rap Sheet.
And for the Patriots, they had another potential significant situation. This time, Will Campbell, their left tackle, their first-round pick, one of their best players, is believed to have suffered an MCL sprain in his knee. Mike Vrabel just went on local radio and said he believes that Will Campbell is going to miss more than one or two games. My understanding is he is an injured reserve candidate. He's going to have an MRI today. More information coming. The hope is that this is something that he can return for later in the season, potentially for the playoffs. But all that information is not here yet, so we'll be waiting throughout the day.
Okay. Waiting on the MRI.
Oof.
Sounds like he could be back later on this year. Hopefully for the playoffs. Vrabel said it won't be Monday, bye week's the week after that. So if they get him back at all, obviously that would be great for the Patriots, and you would avoid a worst-case scenario. I want to highlight something you tweeted yesterday, Keith, that would be all-encompassing for the game and the O-line.
Mm-hmm.
At Keefe21 on Twitter.
Good Twitter follow
tip
there.
Tip to tail, one of the best.
Yeah.
Tip to tail, worst game since week one, which was when they somehow lost to the Raiders.
Yeah.
But a win is a win. Hoping the whole O-line isn't out for the year. That's your Pepsi key takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Explain yourself, Keith. They survive.
Yep.
They get the win. It was ugly. Hopefully the O-line isn't a mess. Explain.
So, a win is a win is right. I mean, they win by 6 points, and there's some kind of, you know, tense moments there in the fourth quarter against a bad team, you know, that didn't have their best wide receiver, didn't have their quarterback, despite all that discussion. Oh, by the way, I think we kind of were all over that, the Joe Burrow stuff. But they didn't have those guys.
That is true.
We kind of sniffed that out.
Yeah, I mean.
And everyone's like, you guys are morons. Literally everyone's saying Burrow's playing, but you guys.
Good job by us waiting 10 minutes into the show to congratulate ourselves for
couldn't
that.
Couldn't wait much longer.
We were two of the only.
Yeah.
Who were saying when he first came back to practice, we're like, he's not playing. They have a game on Thursday.
No.
And all the reporting yesterday is, oh, by the way, they play on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's a short week. It's like, the schedule is right there for all of you the whole time.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's fine. No, but this was a much more of a grind of a game. And I went back to week one as maybe the worst it fell on both sides. Some people were like, well, what about the Steeler game? Yeah, I don't know if the Steeler game was as bad defensively as this one was for stretches. I mean, Chase Brown was running all over him. The offense really let down Pittsburgh. If you want to let down the defense in the Pittsburgh game. But either way, it's semantics. It's been a while during this win streak. They've looked a lot better on both sides of the ball than they did yesterday. And then obviously the offensive line thing is what stands out, because you're like, all right, a win is a win, but are you better going forward? Can you kind of like learn from this one? Yeah, maybe you can, but if you're starting Vidarian Lowe and Ben Brown, not ideal. Also, Morgan Moses, this was more illness, so I think he'll be fine. But he also, in the game, was in and out. So you had, at one point, like three starters down on the offensive line. You're like, man, one of the reasons why the offense is so much better, one of the reasons Drake May is so much better, and they haven't gotten a lot of credit this year, but that's kind of the lot of the offensive line, has been those five guys up front. And you see the two rookies go down. And I'll be honest, when Wilson goes down, not ideal, but I kind of think Ben Brown is a good Band-Aid. Ben Brown reminds me of like Ryan Wendell, when you're like, goes in at guard, you don't really lose a beat, goes in at center, maybe not for 17 games, but I feel like Ben Brown's going to be okay.
And not for nothing.
But Lowe scares me.
Okay, not for nothing. You're not going to get through the whole year healthy.
No.
So if you have to lose your left guard, who's a rookie, who's been fine,
yeah,
I wouldn't
yeah.
say great. I think a lot of people would say, all right, well, I mean, that sucks for him, and no one's wishing injury on anyone, but that's the kind of injury that most teams sustain. What you want to avoid is either a mountain of injuries or injuries at key spots. You know, you lose Drake May, season over. You lose Will Campbell, and again, we don't know for how long. Rap sheet seemed positive there. I would say, listening to Drake May after the game, he seemed pretty positive about it. He's like, we'll get those guys back. Listening to Vrabel this morning, he seemed relatively positive about it. But then you looked in the locker room after the game, they seemed very down after the game yesterday.
Well, I mean, towel over the head on the cart is usually not a sign that that guy's coming back anytime soon. So that part kind of scares me a little bit. But we'll see. He'll get the MRI. And this is where maybe having the late bye week could actually benefit them. Because even if they put him on the IR, that means he misses four games. We're talking about this like with Milton Williams.
Yep.
He misses four games, but it's 5 weeks. And then what I also like, if that's the scenario, right, and I feel like that's one where maybe he's pretty good, he still gets like a final tune-up game before the playoffs, right? He'd be back in time for the Miami game, week 18. Then whether they have a bye or not, he'd be ready to go for the playoffs.
Well, it'd be another reason why, you know, the one seed is so important.
Yeah.
And you are the only 10-win team in the AFC. You're the only 10-win team in football. And you have the inside track on the one seed. So that's a reason to put some emphasis on that, getting guys healthy, making sure guys are healthy come the postseason. But I would say that's a secondary consideration, given the way that it's gone down. Should yesterday's win, Keith, change your outlook on the team? How they won, you mentioned Chase Brown got them. The struggles in the red zone, which we're going to get to, May didn't look great in that game yesterday. They played down to an opponent.
Yeah.
It's in the aftermath of Stephen A. and Cam and all of those antics throughout the course of the week. And then you have the injuries on top of it.
Yeah.
Should yesterday in any way change your outlook, like big picture outlook for this team this year?
Yeah, I think it does. And I'm not going to go freak out just because it was closer than it should have been against a bad team. I'm not doing that. It is more the injuries. So Milton Williams, we all hope that he returns on time, but we don't know that. All we know right now is they felt it was necessary to put him on IR. So it wasn't a, let's wait and see, maybe he only misses two or three games. And then no. They're like, he's out at least four games. And it's no surprise that the game Milton Williams isn't there, they have their worst game stopping the run.
True.
So that's a little concerning to me. And then Will Campbell, same thing. We don't really know when he's going to be back. And so Milton Williams and Will Campbell are two of your six most important players. I mean, we could do that power ranking one day or tier, but those are two
good tiers for tomorrow.
I mean, for individual players, I mean, Drake May clearly is way out in front as the most important guy.
He's his own tier.
Yeah, he's his own
then
tier.
Then there's like a space.
Yeah. Then it's like Vrabel, and then it's another space. No. But like that position was so important for Will Campbell. And then the way Milton Williams has played this year, and then it just makes Barmore even better. And like you just saw it firsthand yesterday. So yeah, it's not because they squeaked by. If they squeaked by and Will Campbell and Jared Wilson were healthy, I'd be like, all right, I feel kind of the same. It's the injuries that are kind of freaking me out a little bit.
And no, I agree. How could it not change your outlook? It sounds like the early reporting on Will Campbell is he could be back for the playoffs. But between that and Milton Williams, and to a lesser degree, Jared Wilson, let's throw Tonga in there too, who left, came back, then left again. I'm not going to include Schooler on it, but if you want to, go for it. Like,
no, they're dropping like flies.
I don't know how that couldn't change your outlook in some way until we know Will Campbell's back and healthy. And I don't even think that's just about Will Campbell, by the way. It's about his replacement. It's not just how Will Campbell was playing. It's now we have to watch Vidarian Lowe protect the blind side
of
your franchise quarterback.
And it was not good.
So to me, it's not just you're going to another replacement level player, which I think Ben Brown is.
Yeah.
No offense to Vidarian Lowe.
No,
we've seen it.
He ain't big drop off.
He ain't replacement level.
No.
He's something below that, significantly below that. So you can talk about it. 617-779-7937. How impactful are the injuries? are they changing your outlook on the team? And what did you think of the effort yesterday? Again, 617-779-7937. By the way, this is Mike Vrabel in the immediate aftermath after the game yesterday. He came in a little hot.
We're fancy. What do you got, Nicole?
Any update on Will and just how much?
I don't have update on anybody right now, unfortunately. You know, I appreciate you guys all talking about the injuries this week, so thanks.
Mike, how much of a battle was this?
It was.
Mentally from start to finish.
That's what happens in this league. You know, you need everybody, and you go through the season, you go on the road, and, you know, it's tough, and nobody wants to talk about numbers and records. That doesn't mean
thanks.
Wow.
Doesn't mean anything, talking about the records and the numbers. But
so people jinx it by talking about injuries?
That's what he claims. Yeah, thanks a lot, guys, for asking me about this on Friday. Like, I guess
they
he's
asked just, well, him, you guys jinx Milt.
Let
the record show.
We did not. That was just Keith.
No, I didn't say, hey, have you ever had a high ankle sprain? Have you ever broken a bone?
Yeah, I wonder if something's
and
broken.
And he said
there.
No.
He did say no. No, but anyway, that was just Keith. Don't let me in with that. But I guess they were asking him on Friday, and it's certainly come up throughout the course of the year, how healthy they've been, especially in the aftermath of Milton Williams. So now that's everybody's fault, Mike? Like, what an odd baby, honestly,
no,
what an odd baby answer that was.
It is strange. Also, they haven't been injury free. I mean, Ramondre just came back. Kayshon Booty just came back. So one of your top receivers, one of your top running backs have missed games, you know, and so Milton Williams is on the IR, and they started talking about that after that fact. So, yeah, maybe they're a little bit in a better spot than some other teams, like, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals who you're playing. But other teams have dealt with similar injuries, they've dealt with similar ones to other teams. So I don't think it's like that much of an outlier.
And if your worst injuries are Booty and Stevenson were gone for a couple of games, Milton Williams is back for the last couple of regular season games, and Will Campbell's back for the playoffs, that really, all things considered, not that bad.
But like, Gonzo missed three games at the beginning, so it's not like they're on this like historic streak of nobody's hurt.
No,
like, they've had guys out.
No, they have. And so Vrabel lashed out. The locker room was down yesterday. You'll hear that coming up later on. But it seems like the vibes on at least Will Campbell are better today. The report from Ian Rappaport that we played off the top, never mind Vrabel this morning, seemed in better spirits with Greg than certainly lashing out at the media yesterday, where, again, just what an odd, out-of-nowhere baby. Like, let's blame the media for the injuries that started piling up yesterday.
So he must be superstitious, or at least a little stitious.
He sounds quite a bit stitious based on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
That was my guy, Crap Sheet, Ian Rappaport.
NFL Network with some positive information that we've been talking about coming out of Foxborough. Nothing officially positive, but Mike Vrabel did say he didn't think it would be season ending and kind of alluded to the idea these are weeks, not months type issues dealing with, more so with Will Campbell. It may even be even better than that for Jared Wilson. So certainly crisis averted, Fitzy. I don't know exactly.
It's not an end of the season, so that's which could then affect next year as
right.
well.
Like, surgery, this, that, who knows? I'm just going to be totally honest. So this is what I thought.
Finally.
I thought he blew his ACL, so I was envisioning surgery, recovery, what's
cart,
he going to be? Like
towel tears.
Yeah.
If you see the CTT, cart towel tears, that usually means season's over.
But you know what the good thing I think is? Or not the good thing, but I think the explanation for that is, I don't think he's, and Vrabel brought this up this morning, I don't think he's dealt with a lot of injuries. And sometimes when you go through your first injuries, you think your season's over. You think it was AC. You've never felt anything like that in your life, and it hurt, and this and that. So he doesn't have that bank of experience that, unfortunately, as a football player, he will acquire in the coming years as a football player, mm-hmm. figuring out, like, the dip. Remember the old Parcellian, are you hurt or are you injured? Yeah, you're going to hurt, but are you injured? Are you going to miss time? Are you going to have surgery? You're going to, like, that's the injury. Hurt is a constant state of doing your job in the National Football League. So I think that might be it, that he's just, because remember, 21 years old, right? Will Campbell is 20.
Will Campbell, yeah, he's a baby, dude.
Yeah, so he hasn't had a lot of major injuries. He played a boatload of games at LSU, so I don't think he missed any, if much, to injury at LSU. He's been relatively healthy, so this is probably the first significant scare of an injury that he's had in his life. So that might explain it. Yes, Diz.
Well, I mean, you kind of already said it for me, but I was with you, Andy, and Nick, you kind of echoed the same sentiment, but seeing him on the cart and seeing him cry when he lifted up that towel and you could just see, you know, the tears coming down.
Yep.
I was like, oh no. And I think Drake said it during his post game as well. It's not just the skill of the player that you lose. It's the personality, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I think Will Campbell is a big personality in that locker room. And I think, you know, a lot of guys gravitate towards that. I love Will Campbell, man. So that was just devastating.
I love Will Campbell. You love Will Campbell. And clearly the quarterback loves him, some Will mm-hmm. Campbell. And, you know, we can talk about tight ends and number one receivers being safety blankets or whatever you want to call it for a young quarterback. Having your boy on the field is also, especially when your boy is a left tackle, is also a safety blanket.
It's big country. That's his best buddy.
It is, and it's the guy he blames for the Drake May situation. So that's another factor in here, because we also don't want to lose the vibes. I know this is secondary, and I'm not supposed to say that word, but this
just
team...
put a quarter in the jar, it's fine.
Where is the damn jar? I haven't seen the damn jar. Where exactly is this jar you reference all the time?
It's metaphorical, but that's fine.
Keep looking. Is it a Venmo jar? Do I need to send that?
Yes,
but,
for
you know,
charity.
You don't want to start to chip away at that either, right? Like, if Vedarian Lowe's out there and trying his ass off but getting beat, that creates like a weird dynamic that we lived last year. And if Ben Brown or other guys start struggling, there's like a trickle-down effect of, not that they're going to turn on each other and start pointing fingers, but it makes it more challenging. It makes it more, you know, difficult on a game-by-game, week-by-week basis. So, 6-1.
Get out of here, rookie. Sorry about that.
That's one of my favorites of Drake May, too, because we've never heard him fall into, like, screw around with the boys Drake May voice there, and he had to apologize and collect his thoughts before he could go on as the franchise QB at the podium. 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Tim in Hanover. What's up, Tim?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I called in during the pregame, and I was going to bring it up, but I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately. And what it was all about was, I thought this is like the fourth or fifth year that I've never seen injuries like this devastate a lot of teams so far in the NFL. And remember, we were talking about earlier saying how thin we're razor thin, and I was hoping that they would get a lineman, because our line guys, I'm not bagging on them, but they've been peeking out at everything that they have in them. And let me tell you, man, if we had got a guy that could have wound up being maybe a 1 or 2 year guy, maybe longer, who knows? We didn't look for an elite guy, but we needed help in that line. And now we're really screwed.
Thanks for the call, Tim. I don't know if we're screwed, but I do think we needed help. And if you recall, Dan Ball, at all in the jury. That was my argument leading into the trade deadline, that if I could fill one, I think I would fill a swing tackle role for this team that was skating by with Will Campbell on one side and 852-year-old Morgan Moses on the other side. And this is the scenario. Now, I'm not taking any kind of victory lap, A, because the guy's hurt and I don't love that, and B, maybe Vadarian Lowe is really good. Are we ruling out Vadarian Lowe being really, really good?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That took
617.
That took less time to answer than I expected.
This is not the end of the season. It's not panic mode, as Tim just said. We're not screwed. This is a challenge. This now puts the onus, the impetus, all of that and more on McDaniels to scheme things away from Vadarian Lowe, or somehow find a way to utilize whatever he does or things he can do wellish or best. This puts a lot on Drake May. This puts a lot of stress on any tight ends they may bring over for protection. Travion Henderson, Ben Brown. It's going to take a village. It's going to have to be a group effort because, yes, he is a significant downgrade from a rookie left tackle who hasn't exactly lit the world on fire but has played pretty darn well.
And I think my biggest concern isn't even necessarily with Vadarian Lowe, why I answer that question in such a hasty fashion. It's the fact that now the entire left side of your line is completely different. If Lowe was working off of Jared Wilson, I think I would feel at least a little bit better, but now it's Lowe and Ben Brown, so kind of to your point, Fitzy, anybody with a halfway decent pass rush is just going to try to punish that side of the line.
Yeah, and they also have, like, you know, Cincinnati had to adjust to it on the fly, and again, that was the 32nd-ranked defense, or so we were told. Now you're going to have the Giants, who are just to fire their defensive coordinator, may get a boost from that, playing with house money, ramshackle approach. They have a week to prepare for it. I hope Drake likes throwing when he's on the run to his right.
Lil Gullible Andy checking in here for his duty at about 4:40 on a Patriots Monday. Okay. Wasn't there a time where when we brought up the idea of starting two rookies on the left side, there was a certain linebacker who said feast, and we thought maybe this would be super problematic and teams would target it. So, I mean, we were pessimistic at times about two rookies starting on the left side. And one rookie who was taken with the fourth pick who had too small a hands and too short an arms. I'm just saying there is good experience for there's experience for Vadarian Lowe. I don't know if it was good experience for Vadarian Lowe. There were reps last year, and maybe he'll open our eyes. Maybe he'll step up to the opportunity slash challenge. Or Marcus Bryant. He's the opposite end of the spectrum. We don't have much known about him. Not a lot of reps to go by. He's a big-bodied rookie. And, well, if they could do it with Will Campbell and they could do it with Jared Wilson, maybe Doug Marrone and company can do it with another rookie in Marcus Bryant. Did I sell either of those two options very successfully?
It sounded like you tried to convince yourself. And you didn't do a very good job.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm a little worried. And that's where I'll answer my own question. Who's it most on? I don't think it's on Vadarian Lowe, because I think Vadarian Lowe is who he is at this point. I find it hard to believe he's going to get much more out of himself. It's on a combination, in my opinion, of Josh McDaniels. You might have to change the way you play offense. We may have to cut back on the deep balls and holding on to the ball. Or if you want to throw a deep ball, make it out of a moving pocket. You joked, Fitzy, but maybe we're rolling to the right. And then it's booty down the right sideline. And that rollout to the right bought you that extra second and a half to then throw the ball to booty. But traditional drop back in the pocket, step up, and flick the ball, which has been a great play for them. Great successful play, may not be in it. And I also think Drake May needs to be on his game, needs to probably up his game. There was the one play yesterday where I didn't think he reacted very well to the corner blitz. The guy was going to be unblocked, and he kind of crapped his pants and just took a sack, which is fine. Didn't do anything overly. Yeah, like it's better than throwing it away and it's picked off and the guy's running the other way for an interception. But, you know, I think Mike Vrabel said he could have just thrown it in the dirt at somebody's feet. That's probably the next step there. But there's room for all of them to do more, but I think it's the combination of McDaniels and May. They've gotten the most credit for why the offense is good, right?
Correct.
They should take this as an opportunity to get even more credit and make the offense good again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.